On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, the Gamecocks football team squeaks by an opening game victory, and other fall sports get underway, and I provide my analysis for everything. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 256 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And I mean, there just really isn't anything else like being a Gamecock fan. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. I love our school, I love our programs, but my goodness. It surely is not for the faint of heart. I mean, seriously, I'm sure that we are all glad to have had a holiday weekend after this one to collect our thoughts, have a few Sunday or Monday beers even, and do whatever we had to do to collectively process how Saturday went. And I know that I'm glad that I had extra time to think about it before being able to share my thoughts with y'all here, just to kind of let that opening game sit in. And I'll obviously get into it more in a little bit here, but it's just this funny position where the Gamecocks won, right? Like, we won the ball game. We're sitting at 1-0, but how we got there has left many of us underwhelmed, to say the least. So it's been a very funny position to be in, right? So nonetheless here, before I get into that, we do have some fall sports that are underway. So we are back to reviewing all the games that we can, because all of our student athletes deserve those shout outs here. So let's look back at this weekend here. Friday, women's volleyball lost to Kansas 3-0. Men's soccer, they tied Clemson 2-2. And if I'm not mistaken, Clemson is highly ranked this year. They came into Stone Stadium. It was absolutely jam-packed. And the men's soccer team really held their own and tied the Tigers there. Saturday, women's volleyball beat Colgate 3-0. There you go. And Sunday, women's volleyball beat Duke 3-1. So overall, pretty good weekend for them. And then women's soccer, they tied Miami of Ohio 0-0, or nil-nil, as they like to say on the pitch there. So overall, mixed bag, but pretty good weekend from the fall sports in general. Great to see everything underway here. It's always fun to track their progress and everything along that. But now let's talk about what is on everybody's mind, and that is Gamecock football being back, and more so the feeling of a disappointing offense being back for the Gamecocks too. You know, South Carolina secured an opening weekend victory over Old Dominion 23-19. Shout out Monsters, Inc. But this game was anything but easy and anything but run-of-the-mill. It really was. Like, it was just this strange game because you had that weather delay thrown in the middle of it. And I just think the word that I walked away with was underwhelming. I was relieved, don't get me wrong, to get away with that W, but underwhelming. And I mean, look, ODU was not a true cupcake game, right? And my preview episode, I didn't go as far as calling them a cupcake, right? I said it was a good opening game. You know, should have been one where maybe Carolina handled it more, but they came into this game knowing how to play close games. They had experience against Power 5 teams, but again, like, even so, when you schedule a Group of 5 team as your opening game, you hope and expect things to go a certain way, and that did not happen last Saturday afternoon. And, you know, I've thought a bit on it, and, you know, maybe we put too much on Lenoris, and maybe we put a little too high of expectations on this offense, and maybe our expectations of them rolling out there and having their way with things was just unrealistic. But at the same time, having an expectation of proper game planning and maybe a little creativity and execution is something that should go without saying. And now that we're in year two of Dowell Loggins and his system, we should see all of these things. And we really just didn't against ODU. And it's just this weird trend that we've seen under Shane Beamer that the teams have tended to come out of the gate slowly to start the year. Not just the first game, just in general. And it just simply makes no sense. And again, maybe we put too much on Lenoris. You know, he played only a handful of snaps. Maybe we thought he was going to roll out there and it was going to look like the Furman game. But even so, I think we were all just left with this underwhelming sense of what we saw Saturday. And it was disappointing, you know, because you look forward to it all year. And it was a jam-packed Williams-Brice. And I think you kind of saw it, like, even after that weather delay, like, place was half empty after that. And, you know, I understand there's weather delay. People get uncomfortable with that. They want to take shelter, et cetera. But, you know, I just think it was kind of emblematic of just the mood. And, you know, we wanted it so bad to have this fun opening game and turn the page to this new era. And we just couldn't quite do that. But I'll get more into all this, you know, in a second here. But let's get into what I liked and didn't like from each side of the ball here, as I like to do here for football season. So we'll start with the offense. What I liked, it's honestly tough to say. I mean, the story of this game is missed opportunities and poor execution from that side of the ball, really. I liked, if we're going to look at it, like, I liked that when they actually had to punch it in and take the lead, when given the opportunity on a silver platter late in the game, they got it done. Right? Like, if nothing else, you were given this one golden opportunity to go out there and take the lead, and you did. So, we'll give them credit for that. I also liked to see Rocket have a solid outing. You know, 88 yards and a touchdown. That was really what I was hoping for, right around that ballpark there. There were one or two runs that could have been more, but all things considered, I really think he looked pretty solid. What I didn't like, I mean, I have to call it like I see it. I didn't like how Lenoris performed when he was asked to throw the football. He looked nervous, and maybe a little understandably so. He's still a young kid, and his first start at home, more pressure on him and everything like that. But A, we need to get through that, right? And we being Lenoris, because you're QB1. It's your time to shine. We need to get over some of these things, okay? But B, the coaches need to put him in a better position. They need to do a much better job of getting him some easy throws to settle him in. I didn't like the turnover that the offense had. I didn't like the apparent lack of chemistry between our wide receivers and Lenoris. I mean, look no further than that deep shot to Jared Brown. That was honestly a great play call. And Lenoris read it perfectly and threw a dime only for it to hit Brown's hands. And that play right there probably scores a touchdown. But if not, the Gamecocks still probably walk away with some points and this game could look different. And, you know, that's what I talk about when I'm saying missed opportunities. You know, there were multiple times in this game, whether it's that game or that play, excuse me, or if the fake field goal doesn't get called back and you score there. Like, there's a couple of things that were just inches away from really turning this game on its head. So we can look at that as a positive and say, okay, game one, things weren't as sharp as they can be, as they should be. You can tighten some of these things up and you can improve. But on the other hand, it is, why are they not being executed well? You know, like, yeah, you got to know a deep shot's going to be getting called. Surely you run through that in practice. It's tough to do, yes. But these guys practice it and practice it and practice it. You got to be able to make some of these things happen. And if that play in particular scores, or if that play in particular hits, and then the offense can get moving and Lenoris is like, okay, like, I can do this. Jared Brown feels better. The wide receivers feel better. Like, all of a sudden that game might look very different. I really didn't like, once again, not being able to finish drives and settling for field goals time and again. And that's something that we talked about oh too much last season. And here we are yet again. And then I just didn't like the game plan, you know, and I wasn't expecting South Carolina to throw it all over the yard. I said in the preview episode that I expected them to put the reins on Lenoris and I expected the coaches to rely on the run, but it appeared that there were far too many designed quarterback runs, which, yes, like, let me say here, like, that needs to be part of the game plan, okay? He's a athletic quarterback who can give you that X factor. And if you watched college football this weekend, when you see quarterbacks who can do that, it can give their team an edge. But to me, it looked more like a crutch this past Saturday. And maybe some of it is Lenoris keeping it on option plays, right? So we got to talk about that, because you don't want this guy to get so many hits, especially as we turn into SEC play. So it's a balancing act for sure, where it's a tool and we need to use that tool to maybe make up for some of the lack of playmakers on the outside, but you certainly don't want it to be a crutch, which is what I felt it looked like on Saturday. Also, we need to get the short to intermediate pass game going. I felt that would have been a really good way to settle Lenoris in a little bit more. Maybe that's something they're trying to unveil as we get into SEC play now. Like, maybe there was a little bit of cloak and dagger with the game planning for ODU when you're going against UK and LSU right around the corner. But at a certain point, you got to look at the game that's unfolding right in front of your eyes and say, okay, like, we might have to throw some of this out the window and we got to just get this kid going here. So yeah, very underwhelming from the offensive side of the ball, to say the least. It was a laundry list for the offense. So they got their work cut out for them from my perspective here. But let's talk about the defense here. So what I liked, first off, I loved the pass rush, especially that combination of Kyle Kennard and Dylan Stewart. I mean, those two were a wrecking crew and ultimately proved to be the game saviors. Really late in the game, ODU backed up against their red zone, get that turnover. It was so great to see. I mean, yes, there were a few moments I'll get into where ODU did have their way in the pass game, but for the most part, I really did feel like our defensive line looked really good. And they had ODU flustered for the most part. You had Kyle Kinnear, just a fantastic opening game from him. That's why you brought him to South Carolina, to be that veteran, stalwart defensive end. Dylan Stewart looked every bit of a five-star freshman defensive player of the week, I believe. I think Kyle Kinnear was defensive lineman of the week. That's really great to see. I liked Debo and the linebackers. You know, I liked to see what we saw to them. I loved being able to create turnovers. And, you know, not shocking, but those put us in a position to win the game. But in the seasons past where Clayton White's defenses have been able to create those turnovers in bunches, and in those years where South Carolina has been towards the top of the league in turnovers, it's given that team the wiggle room that they need. And if Saturday was any indication, this team is going to need some help. This offense is going to need some help. So talked about it in the season preview, talked about it in the game preview. Like, look for this team to have to rely on this defense, but it might be even a little bit more than we thought. And that's, it happens, right? But if this team can create those turnovers consistently, that will really, really help. And look, I mean, honestly, all things considered, I thought the defense was solid. For the most part, they shot the run game down, and it wasn't a deal where I walked away feeling frustrated from that side of the ball. If we're going to look at things I didn't like that long touchdown pass that was given in the first quarter at all. That guy was totally free. DQ Smith was in poor position, got made silly, looked silly at the end of that play for the touchdown. You really don't like that. ODU came into this game with a tricky offense to prepare for, let alone for the first game. They need to clear a few things up for sure, but overall, I felt okay about the defense. I really did. But this was just a weird game. It was underwhelming. I've said that 1,000 times, and it was a little disappointing. A lot of us hoped to see this dynamic offense out there and have their way with a lesser opponent. It just didn't happen. And again, it's this funny spot to be in because football is finally back. And we get so, so excited for it. We look forward to this all year. And then to be kind of given this meh game, like I don't know if I want to say let down, right? But to just walk away like not feeling great is a tough spot. It just kind of sucks, right? But look, like, we are 1-0. We won the ball game, right? Disaster was avoided, and the Gamecocks won the game. Did it inspire confidence? No, it did not. But South Carolina held serve, and they did what had to be done to be 1-0 after the first game. Okay? So, like, disaster was averted. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are, you know, looking at doomsday scenario based off of the one game where there was the lightning delay and the offense looked, you know, rattled and shaky against Old Dominion. And look, I understand it didn't inspire confidence. Like, I'm nervous about how this offense can look moving forward because it only gets tougher right away. But you are 1-0, right? And the old adage in college football is that teams improve the most from week one to week two. So we just have to hope that that is true for Carolina this year. Lenoris needs to work through whatever that was because now things get real and you're thrown into the deep end on the road against Kentucky. And also with that, you know, this staff, especially Dowell Loggins, needs to adjust better on the fly and do things to help Lenoris out. And by extension, Shane Beamer needs to have a greater sense of urgency around his offensive staff. Because this team and himself, Beamer himself, cannot afford to sleepwalk through the next couple of games for this team to kind of get rolling. Because the time is now. So, You take a breath. You process it. Football is here. It's too early in the season to be so down on this team. The team won the ball game, right? Rocket Sanders looks pretty good. Offensive line, I didn't really touch on them. I thought they looked fine. Were there a few bad moments? Like, yes. But compared to what we saw last year, I honestly do think it was improved. I don't think the running backs and the wide receivers helped out as well as they could have in the blocking game. So that needs to get corrected. But all told, I thought, despite a handful of plays where, you know, they looked poor, I think overall they probably were improved compared to last season. But this team in general needs to improve week over week and get ready for a challenge right around the corner against Kentucky. We're 1-0. Try and let's keep that in the back of our mind, right? Disaster was averted. Carolina did their job. You beat the Group of Five team. You can look around college football every year. There's teams that have close calls, especially in week one. You can look at Oregon this year, a team that some people think might win the national championship. They struggled against Idaho, okay? I believe they won by 10 points. South Carolina, certainly not in that type of position, right? They won by 9, or however many it is, right? 4, okay? So, you know, there's other teams in power conferences that are 0-2 right now, 0-1. So, you know, things could be worse. This staff, these players, they have to find their groove again. It was a unique defensive system. You know, you can even look back. What was that? 2 years ago, Georgia State opener. Yes, that final score ended up being a little wider, but that defense was really unique. And the offense struggled against them. And then they turned around, and I actually think they played Arkansas week 2, and yes, they lost that game, but the offense looked better. So I think maybe as you get into more traditional looking offenses or defenses, maybe the offense settles in a little bit more. Nonetheless, here they need to improve. They need to watch the film, work out the kinks, and they're gonna, right? That's what they're gonna do. But, you know, maybe this offense is not quite the barn burner we thought it was, but at the same time, there's still a lot of unknowns and hopefully some unrealized potential that they do later in the year. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter or X is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.